I open my mouth to answer, but my voice has deserted me, and the teacher raps on her desk for silence. I slump into a front row seat, shaken, my eyes suddenly brimming with tears. I remember what the Polish girl said at maths yesterday and try to look brave. On the way to my next class, a couple of kids adopt me, dragging me from classroom to lunch hall like a stray dog on a bit of string. "This is Anya," they tell everyone. "She's from Poland. Go on, say something, Anya." Every time I open my mouth, people laugh and roll their eyes. "What?" they yell. "Don't they have schools where you come from? Stick with me. I look after you." I am a novelty, a joke. By the end of the day, I am exhausted. I am so far out of my depth, I don't know how I'll find the courage to ever return. This school is nothing like the ones in the English books Dad used to send me. Nothing at all. I will never fit in here, not in a million years. When I get home to the pokey flat above the chippy, my little sister Katya is dancing around the living room, singing a song she's learned in English. She runs up to me, waving a reading book at me. "I made three new friends today," she tells me. "Jodie, Lauren and Amber. My teacher is called Miss Green. She's really nice. How was your school?" "Fine," I tell her, through gritted teeth. "I like it here," Katya decides. "Everyone is really friendly." I can't be jealous because my little sister is settling in so easily, can I? "And guess what?" Mum chips in. "I found myself a job, so I can help your dad out with the cash flow and hopefully get us out of this place and into somewhere a bit, well, nicer." "Right," I say. "What's the job?" Mum looks shifty. "It's just cleaning work, actually," she admits. "My English isn't good, so I couldn't expect much more. Still, I've never been afraid of a bit of elbow grease. It's a start." I try for a smile, but it's a struggle. "Mum," I ask in a quiet voice, "what happens if we try and try and just don't settle in? If we decide we don't like it here? What if Britain is not for us?" Mum frowns. "We will settle, Anya," she tells me firmly. "I know the flat is not what we expected, and that school will be hard for you at first. It was always going to be difficult, but we have opportunities here, a chance for a better future. Your dad has worked so hard for this. We must make it work. There's no going back." No going back. I think of the sunlight glinting on the River Wisla, the swallows swooping, crisp white snow on the rooftops, of my best friend Nadia sitting alone next to an empty desk that used to be mine. My heart feels cold and heavy, like a stone inside my chest.